Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs people who can trust, you can count on us. We dedicate ourselves to getting to know your needs and finding solutions to meet them. You'll have a team of experts backing you up.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week is Jeff Williams, Chief Coach at BizStarters, which specializes in helping baby boomers start their own businesses. You can find them at bizstarters.com. In the past 20 years, the percentage of new businesses started by folks 50 years old and older has grown considerably. And Jeff joins us now to discuss why that is and what special advantages and challenges come along with starting a new business at that stage of life. And Jeff, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Forbes magazine estimates that in 1997, 16% of businesses were started by folks 50 years old and older. Now that's up to about 27%. So over a quarter of new businesses are started by folks 50 years old and older. What's most responsible for that rise?
Well, there's a very deep-seated sociological trend, and that is that we older boomers, and I'm one of them, we do not see the period of time after we leave the corporate world like our parents did. We're not prepared just to completely stop working. We want to continue to work. We want to continue to contribute, but we want to work differently, and this is where the entrepreneurial aspect comes in. Number one, we really want to do work we love to do. Many of us, quite honestly, did not always have work we'd love to do in the corporate world. Number two is we want a much better balance between our leisure time and our work time. This was very difficult to obtain in the corporate world. As a matter of fact, I can recall in the later years of my corporate career, I was a marketing executive. I had to give up pretty much all of my outside interest in charity work because I was just working such long hours. And now that I'm self-employed, I have the ability to really merge these two things better. And then number three, quite honestly, we need the money.
So it's more really of a mindset and I guess some basic facts of life in terms of the income, as opposed to maybe the rise of the internet in the late 90s or just the fact that folks in their 50s are generally healthier and have an outlook of thinking they're going to live another 30 or 40 years, because in most cases they probably will.
Well, they at least think they're going to live through their 70s, which means they can, you know, if they're 59 or 60, they can certainly work through their 60s and maybe even to their early 70s, because there is a really new style of running a small business today that allows you to work, you know, full-time, part-time, or sometime, as I like to say. So because you can flex the amount of time you have to invest in the business, you really can continue to do this for quite a long time. You know, as you get a little bit older, I'm 69 years old, and so, you know, I'm going to be hitting that 70 mark here pretty soon. Well, I want to cut back a little bit. You know, I don't want to be working 50 hours a week, but I certainly would love to work 25 or 30 hours a week. And you can do that today because of the new style of small business that's available.
We're talking with Jeff Williams. He's the chief coach at BizStarter. And Jeff, from the data that you've seen and from what you've been able to be part of in terms of coaching these folks, when folks 50 and older start new businesses, do they have pretty much the same success and fail rate as those started by younger folks, or does their previous experience make their businesses more likely to succeed?
They are more successful, and surprisingly, they're more successful even in tech startups. Matter of fact, last year, the average age of a startup entrepreneur for a tech company in the United States was 45 years old. This really surprises people because they hear of all these 20-somethings starting YouTube and such. But the reality is that statistically, we start older in many cases. We're more successful, I think, for three reasons. Number one, we're very well networked at this point in our lives. We know a lot of people, which means that we can get we need help doing certain work, or we need advice, or we need an expert opinion. We can find somebody quickly. Number two is we've been through a lot of ups and downs in our lives. By the time you get into your mid-50s, you've had the good times and the bad times, and you don't panic so easily if something comes up that's unexpected. And number three, we have some money. The average startup client we deal with is 57 years old, and they probably have at least $300,000 in their 401k. Now, it's not what it was before the recession, but it's still a fair amount of money.
Now, in terms of the folks, it sounds like these are folks mainly making this jump after they've formally retired rather than leaving their previous employment at a time when usually you're about to maximize your income in the final 5-10 years of your regular employment. So that seems to be what you're saying here, is that this is something to do after they've kind of maxed out that income from their previous employment.
Well, we really have people from both settings, both people still working and people that have retired. Because the reality is that over the last 10, 15 years, the average corporate manager has not been getting a very large increase in income. Unless you get a major promotion, the average increase has only been 3 to 4%. That's one of our big economic problems in this country, is that wages have not been going up, even for senior-level managers. So you get to be 55 years old today, or even 50 years old, you are living on borrowed time in the corporate world. I mean, they can come in and drop the hammer on you anytime. They can either come in and say, okay, we're going to have an early retirement deal. Matter of fact, Ford Motor Company just announced last week they're laying off 1,400 managerial people, primarily in Michigan, and they're going to do it through early retirement. So these are guys that are 55 to 60 years old who thought, well, I'm going to hang, you know, I'll hang in there until I'm 62. Well, no, they're not. So we get both types. We get people that are still working full time, and we, you know, we counsel them. We have nighttime coaching sessions or Saturday morning coaching sessions. And then we have the people who've either been pushed out or walked away, and they have, you know, more time available. And those people we counsel during the daytime.
We've talked about the advantages and what experience and the networking and having some money can mean towards a successful launch of a new small business at that age. What about disadvantages? What are you seeing, if any, on that front?
Well, I will tell you that the boomer, prospective boomer entrepreneur, is pretty concerned about what their total financial investment's going to be. But once again, we really see two groups of people here. There's the person who's had the idea or a business skill or a hobby they've thought about for a long time. They want to turn it into a business. And those are the people who come to us. It's what I call scratch startup, in that they're creating their own business model. And those people, you know, they're really concerned that they not get too far into this thing. So most of our clients are launching and running their companies for well under $25,000 the first year because of the nature of business. Now, the second category of older boomer are people that are a little bit more willing to put money in it, and those are the people buying franchises, because there you're typically putting $100,000 to $150,000 a year in. So they are concerned about the money. Number two, they're concerned about what will this physically demand of me, the whole stamina issue. You know, even though we're in good health, we don't quite have the same energy level we used to, and we're thinking, oh, boy, you know, what am I going to do? And then number three is, I really don't want to do this all by myself. So in that situation, they're either looking for a partner or they're looking for an ongoing relationship with a business coach, which is what we provide them with.
So obviously, from what we've discussed here, this makes a lot of sense for some people, maybe not as much for others. So what kind of checklist of questions should folks ask themselves if they're considering whether this is the right thing to do?
Well, number one would be to write down one short paragraph of what it is you want to do. Is it the hobby you're turning into a business? Is it a skill? Is it a service? Write down what you intend to do. Second paragraph should be, you should be able to define a problem that you will solve, or a need that you will meet, because that's the whole core of successful marketing. Is if there isn't a connection in the marketplace, I don't care how well organized your company is, you're not going to succeed very well. So number two, and then number three would be a short paragraph of how your solution for the problem is going to be better. And then the fourth thing I would do is to sit down and say, okay, based on what I know from my past experience, what kind of money do you make doing this? You know, for example, if you're a consultant, can you expect that the typical job is going to be $5,000, $7,000? If you're selling a craft item, how much could it sell for? You need to be able to put some numbers to this concept. So if you use that four-step process and you're looking at this and saying, I'm confident after I've written this stuff down, then I'd say you have a very high percentage of succeeding.
Jeff, last question before we run out of time here. In terms of the impact of boomer-started and boomer-owned businesses on the economy, with over a quarter of the new businesses now being started by folks in this demographic, what kind of impact are we seeing on the overall economy as a result of them bringing their expertise into an entrepreneurial setting?
Well, pretty incredible. Last year, the 25% startup rate equated to 125,000 new businesses started. And if they're like our clients, they're spending between $25,000 to $50,000 that first year. So just multiply that out by 125,000, and you've got yourself millions and millions of dollars that are being put into the economy.
and new jobs, I would imagine, in order to make these businesses get off the ground as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Jeff, it's a fascinating look at a growing trend and one that is very, very impressive given the results that you've articulated and that we've certainly seen over the past couple of decades. Thanks very much for your time with us today. We appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, Greg. Enjoyed it.
Jeff Williams is the chief coach at BizStarters, which specializes in helping baby boomers start their own businesses. You can find them at BizStarters.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business life cycle.